You see, rest brings commanded blessing. Now, in true surrender, there is blessing. It's in our surrendering that blessing comes. And perhaps there's things in your life that you need to surrender to the Lord today. Let's allow the Holy Spirit to ask you right now, maybe there's things that you need to surrender in your life over to the Lord. You see, He doesn't want you heavy burdened. He wants you light. He wants your soul to rest. Now, over these past 5 weeks, I have experienced what sleep deprivation is. I'm sure lots of moms have. I know what it's like to not rest. It is terrible. It is awful. Your immune system goes down. You become a very bad, ugly person. You're just not yourself, and all you want to do is sleep. And suddenly I thought to myself, you know, when we don't allow the Lord to speak to us, we actually become spiritually deprived. And just as we are sleep deprived in the physical and the natural, we can be a people who are spiritually deprived and walking around spiritually, and actually we're not hearing what the voice of the Lord is saying to us. We haven't heard what the voice of the Lord has said to us in the past month, because we've been walking around like zombies, because we're so worried about our circumstances, we're so worried about our situations, we're so worried, we're heavily burdened, we're not realizing that Jesus is yoked with us, that Jesus is walking with us, that Jesus is saying, I'm carrying your burden. We don't realize that. We're so worried, we're thinking, what am I going to do about these finances? How am I going to do it? What's going to happen? And we end up so in turmoil. And yet Jesus is saying, His word is saying, come and rest. You see, in these last 5 weeks, as I said, I've experienced that. And one night, we put on, to get Joel to sleep, we put on a worship CD. And as we put on this worship CD, it was the song, His love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. And as that song just played, I just started to cry. I was like, Lord, I love you. It was almost like my spirit had been yearning for the presence of God, but my mind hadn't known it. And I want to tell you, just as Steve says so many times, your spirits, no matter where you are right now, no matter what you're doing right now, your spirits are yearning for the presence of God. You are created for the presence of God. You are created to live in His glory. That is who you are. When you became a new creation, you became a new person. And within you, your spirit is saying, I want Jesus. But so much so, so often, we end up just being sleep deprived. We forget. We just walk around. So I just realized that in that moment,
I'm like 5 pages down.
Oh yeah, got it. In that moment, I realized that although my thoughts and my affection had actually been on my child, God's thoughts and God's affection had been 100% on me all the time. Just as I was thinking about Joel all the time, the Father was thinking about me all the time. Father is thinking about you all the time. His heart is towards you. His love is towards you. And you know what? Even if I had been thinking of the Father the whole time, He loved me the same even if I hadn't. That is grace. It's got nothing to do with us. It's undeserved, unmerited favor. This is how good our loving Father is that we can sometimes forget. We can sometimes have a bad day. And you know what? On those days, the Father is still loving you, and His affection is the same towards you. God doesn't love me because I love Him. He loves me because that is who He is. He is love. He knows no other. He doesn't know how to remember bad things that you've done. He doesn't know how to condemn you. He is love. That is who the Father is. So even if you're feeling like this is too much for you, even if you're feeling this morning like, now I've got to surrender, I don't want to surrender, how do I rest? I want to tell you, just know that the Father loves you. It doesn't matter. If everything I said in the beginning didn't work for you, that's okay. just know that the Father loves you so, so, so much. He says to us, he says that we know that his thoughts are so much bigger towards us than our thoughts, that his thoughts outnumber the grains of the sand towards you this morning. Right now, the Father's thoughts towards you have outnumbered the grains of the sand at Durban Beachfront. That's a lot of grains. That's a lot of thoughts. So when we say that his love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out, we're not just singing a song. We actually, it's true. It is so true. His love will never, ever, ever, ever run out, and it will never fail. How wide, how deep, how high is the Father's love? I think that we would never know, although we want to know, but we'll never know because it is so big that when we think we've known how big the Father's love is, we'll just fall more in love with him. And then when we think we've gone more, we'll just fall more and more in love with him. That is how he has designed us. That is how much he loves us. You see, in Corinthians 1 verses, in 1 Corinthians 13 verses 4, we know the scripture so much, but so often we've looked at this scripture and we said, this is what I must do to love. This is what love looks like. Well, I looked at this the other day and I saw this as this is the Lord's love. This is what the Lord looks like when he loves you. This is the way that the Lord loves you. Love is patient. The Lord is patient with you. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. We always think God is angry with us. Why? His love is not. He is not angry. It says there, it is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrong. He loves us so much that he keeps no records. The bad thought that you had 10 minutes ago, it's gone. God's forgotten it. It's over. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. This is how much he loves you. This is his love towards you. In Psalm 142, verses 3, it says, when my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who know my way in the path where I walk. You see, we don't always have to have it together. We don't always have to have all our ducks in a row. We all have bad days. But actually, when we're having those, it is you who knows the path where I walk. It is God who walks with us because he's yoked with us. That's how he knows the path that we walk. It says that he ordains our steps. He knows where we're going because he's yoked with us. He walks where we walk. We know that. So why have I spoken about this today? Because I believe that in knowing that he loves you and I so much, if we can understand that he loves us so much, that naturally we want to surrender. And just as he wanted the best, God, the Father wanted the best for Moses and the mother all the time. Father was always on his side, on her side. The Father knew he was going to bless her. The Father knew what the outcome of Moses was going to be. And we know, by the way, that Moses becomes a great leader. We know Moses is a huge man in the kingdom of God. And yet, God knew and he wanted to bless. But he wanted the Levite woman to surrender. She had to surrender. If she didn't put the basket down in the Nile, if she didn't let go of Moses, what would have happened to Moses? Where would Moses have? He wouldn't have been in the Bible. Surely he would have been dead. And so I want to say to you guys, and I want to propose to you guys, that there are things in our lives, there are things in our lives that the Lord wants you and I to surrender. There's things in our lives where God is wanting to bring his blessing. We heard the word this morning that says he has commanded breakthrough. He wants to bring breakthrough. And I just feel that in the act of breakthrough, there's a surrendering that needs to come first in our lives. So I'm just going to leave it at that, but I really just felt like the Lord has been speaking this morning. And so I just want to ask, whatever it is, I just want to ask if there's things in our lives right now, just Holy Spirit, would you just come? Would you come and would you show us? Because ultimately, the Father wants to bless you, and He is blessing you. And you know what is awesome is that even if you don't surrender, He probably will bless you as well because He just loves you so much. He just loves you so much. It's not like if you don't surrender, you're not going to get God's blessing. But in surrendering, there's a blessing that comes. In surrendering, there's this heart that comes to the Father that says, Daddy God, I cannot do this thing on myself, by myself. I cannot do this thing on my own. I need your presence. I need your help. I need you more than anything else. And so this morning, especially because it's Mother's Day, I just had on my heart so hard this morning that there are parents here whose children might have gone into the world, teenagers especially. And I just think for a mother that must be the hardest thing to know that your child is not serving the Lord. So I just felt this morning that I want to pray. There's three calls that I want to pray for this morning, but that is very real. And so if there's any mothers here, I'm not going to ask you to put up your hands. I don't want to embarrass you. But if that's your heart, you know your heart is saying, yes, that's me. I want you to keep that. Secondly, I want us to pray this morning as moms specifically that we would surrender our children to the Lord 100%. You know, we can put, like I said, we can put the tar and pitch. We can give them the good, we can give them the good schools. We can give them the good clothes. But we cannot give them what the Father can give them. Because ultimately there's that verse that says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper, plans to give you a hope, and plans to give you a future. Do you know that we forget that that verse is for our children as well? God's heart towards them is that they would have a future. And so we are going to surrender our children this morning to God. That as moms, we're going to do the best we can. But as we surrender, we're going to enter into that rest. We're going to know God. We're going to clothe them. We're going to feed them. We're going to send them to schools. But ultimately, they are in your hands. So may we stand. Sure, Father God, I just want to thank you that this morning you are here and you are in this place, Lord. And Lord God, we just want to come before you this morning, just as mothers, specifically right now. Firstly, Lord, for mothers whose children are not serving you this morning, I want to call them into your kingdom this morning. I want to ask every child, every daughter that is not serving God, I want to call you. I want to call you and say, you come. You come into the presence of God. You come into rest for your soul because Jesus loves you so much. Jesus loves you. Whoever your child is, just tell them now in your mind, Jesus loves you so much. And I call you into the kingdom of God. And I say that you will come to know the Father. I ask you, Lord, for dreams and for visions for them, Lord God. I ask you, Father God, that you would speak to them. That, Lord, as we surrender, we're not going to strive. We're not going to stress. We're not going to try and get them into the kingdom. We're going to surrender them to you, Lord God. And so, Father, I thank you that as we surrender, you bring your blessing. And I just feel like, just to see that picture of just giving your child, just picture your child and just give it to her, just give him or her to the Lord right now, almost like a baby. Hand them over to Jesus. And Jesus says, I will give you rest for your soul. It is time to rest in me. No longer striving, no longer stressing. We thank you, Lord. Father, I pray for every single mom in this place right now. Lord, I pray that we would surrender our children over to you. Lord God, every decision in our lives for our children, which schools to send them, what friends that they have, who to, whatever decisions we make as mothers, I just ask you right now, Father, that we surrender them to you, that you know what is best for our children, Lord God. You know them better than we do. We just mothers. We can do our best, But Father, we release our children into your hands this morning. And we command, Lord God, we ask you for your commanded blessing upon our children this morning. Keep them, Lord God. Keep them safe. Keep them in your hands. Keep them in your will, Lord God. And I thank you for that this morning, Lord Jesus. I thank you. I pray that we release them completely and utterly to you. And then the third call is that whatever is in our life that needs surrendering this morning, just as the words came in worship, what the Lord was speaking about in worship, the finances, the circumstances, we don't want to walk around being deprived. We want to hear the voice of the Lord this morning. And so, Father, I pray right now for every single person in this place. And Lord, I pray that we would walk out your light and we would walk out your free. Free from burdens, Lord Jesus, because we will see ourselves yoked together with you, walking together with you this morning, Jesus. You taking on the work, we hand it over to you, Lord God. Whatever the situation would be, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that we surrender it. We give our basket. We like the Levite woman this morning, like the prophetic picture of the Levite woman. Prophetically, we come to the River Nile and we put our burdens in that basket and we release our burdens, Lord God. We release them to you, whatever they may be. I thank you, Lord, that financially every finance burden in this house will be released this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I say where there is no work for people, that work will come, Lord Jesus. I say, Lord God, that Father, where there is worry about what they're going to do with their lives, what we're going to do with our lives, where to go from now, I speak a commanded direction in every single person's heart and mind this morning in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you would bring our families together. I thank you for marriages, that this morning as we release perhaps a broken marriage to you, Lord God, that you take it and you mold it and you make it and you bring it whole, Lord God. Father, every worry, every strife, whatever it may be, we just give to you. And Father, we thank you that you are so good and so loving and so beautiful that you don't want us to walk away with burdens on our back. You are the heavier ox. You are the more experienced ox and you carry the weight. We are yoked together with you. Thank you, Lord.